You know what time it is.
Gossip and all things juicy. It's the AMPM report.
Yeah. Happy birthday going out to everyone celebrating a birthday today. You share the day with Marlon Jackson, your favorite Jackson, right?
Michael.
Your second favorite, maybe?
Yes.
Is he the baby, Marlon?
No, Marlon, okay. Right next to Michael, you know, okay. Right next to him. He's the one who couldn't get the steps.
Okay.
So Joe had to get the steps, right? And Michael was like, I got you.
Well, he turned 63 today. Also, B. Smith, isn't that Michael's, is that B. Smith, the R&B singer, 28? Okay, yeah, he turns 28 today. Also, Liza Minnelli turns 74.
Wow.
And politician Mitt Romney turns 73 today.
Okay, look, I respect Mitt Romney. When he does not agree with President Trump, he speaks about it. He's like one of the only Republicans to do that, so I respect Mitt Romney.
All right, and happy birthday to everyone celebrating a birthday. Of course, the coronavirus still going on, a lot of things. We'll talk about that coming up. But right now, in the studio. He's been here, D.C. native. He has a new book. Actually, he was probably your favorite actor on In Living Color.
Yes.
Got a new book out. You can catch him at the Howard University Bookstore. Actually, in just a few minutes and tonight at Busboys and Poets and Acacia. Everybody put your hands together for Tommy Jameson.
Yay!
My goodness. I mean, 30 years of making us laugh. Tommy Davidson, what's up?
I am here. I am back home.
Yes.
I am here to serve product, that product be.
Living in Color, Tommy's new book.
Top is bestseller
book. Autobiography.
Amazing story.
Thank you.
So, Tommy, your story is amazing from almost like on the trash heap as a baby to then
you got to explain
brought
that.
Into a family filled with love.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But Tommy, it seemed like the family you got did fill you with love. Tommy was an abandoned child.
Yeah, of course.
And he got adopted. Mm-hmm. Did they fill that void, Tommy?
Cause they filled it. I mean, I didn't know anything else.
Okay.
Right.
You know, I don't know any other family love than them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking about that this morning, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin Shannon is here. She moved here from Virginia, and we had a conversation last night. You know, and she was talking about her grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And our grandmother had committed suicide and how that affected our family.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about the same grandmother. So it was like I was driving down the street going, that girl is my cousin. You know, it's like there never had been a question.
Right.
There never had been a question.
And if you're just tuning in to the AMPM report, we have an exclusive interview with Tommy Davidson. Years ago, when you came to Fox 5, we had a conversation. I was at a super low point there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny because people, God puts you in places that you don't even know you're needed in.
Yep.
And you helped me so much with that. And we went to the same high school, Bethesda Chevy Chase, and just, you know, walked around. And to be in that space, that's the real world.
Yeah.
With love, you gave love and you didn't even know it. Love and healing.
Mm.
So I'm going to love you forever I'm in a great place now.
That was you too, because you brought us back to the school and I never would have done that.
Mm-hmm.
She said, no, you're going to go back there with me.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. But then we're in
the hallway and my niece doesn't even know I'm at the school and she comes walking over.
Right. So I want to thank you, Tommy Davidson.
Thank you. I was with her. She's in Yale.
Hey, we're talking with comedian Tommy Davidson.
And he's about to head over to the Howard University Bookstore. And tonight, he'll be at Busboys and Poets, Anacostia. So you're here, you're talking about your book, and you spent some time with Stedman Graham at the African-American History of Culture and History. It's a long name.
It's a long name.
Yeah. But
Jesus
also...
Jesus is in the name.
Right. Yeah, the Lord's in the name, too.
At the Howard University Bookstore, because your message is going to inspire somebody. Mm. You know, there's like four or five Tommy Davidsons walking around on this campus that want to be just like you when they grow up.
I did it on purpose.
Okay.
What this is for me is like a social index, really, or like an emotional index.
Talking about the book,
Yeah, because I put all the situations that came up in my life that I had to transcend.
Yes.
In order to even write that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was an offering. That was an offering to the people that contributed to me.
Right. All right, we got Tommy Davidson in studio. He's going to stick around and we're going to chop it up a little bit more on WHUR.
You're listening to Allison Seymour and Mark Clark.